Welcome back to Dallas Discusses. You do not know how good it feels to say that. So if you're wondering, oh my goodness, Dallas, where were you? I was actually on my little bit of a two-week break between seasons because I am now on season 2 of my podcast. So every 13 episodes, there will be a two-week break. Just because I want there to be a little bit of a break so people can catch up or so I can get some new ideas flowing. So I just figured that would be like the perfect time. I was also really sick last week. I was only going to make it 1 week, but I literally couldn't record last week. So I decided 2 weeks is a good break time, like it would work. So yeah, I'm so glad to be back. I miss doing this every week for y'all. So let's get right into it. So today's episode is going to be called The Contradiction in the Death Note. So I was watching Death Note and I realized something. A glaring contradiction, if you will. So I obviously was like, well, I need to go and search this up and see like what happened here. So in one of the rules or like, you know, how-tos of the Death Note is that the Death Note must not be handed to a child under the age of 6, but Death Notes, that have been dropped into the human world can be used on humans of any age with the same effect. So this is clearly stating that although a child cannot use the Death Note if they're under 6, they can still be affected by it. But while I was watching the show, I saw one of the like commercial breaks and it said the Death Note will not affect those under 780 days. Of age. And so I was quite confused. I looked it up and saw other people being quite confused as well at this major discrepancy, because it's telling us both that children can be affected by the Death Note and that they can't. I saw some people saying it might just be a mistranslation, which is totally and 100% plausible and probable. I think that's definitely what happened somewhere in the translation, things just got mixed up, but I still want to talk about it because I think it's a cool, hypothetical situation, the contradictions in the Death Note. So for this one, this is something I have thought about, even without the contradiction, this is just something that I've thought about a lot. If a woman is pregnant, will she be killed by the Death Note? And if she is, will her fetus be killed? Because obviously her fetus is not going to be over 780 days of age. But if the fetus is young enough, it can't live outside of its mother. So I think that is like definitely a question that I have. And here is what I have come up with. Like, I thought a lot about this, and this is what I thought. So if the baby is old enough to be born a preemie, the baby will live because it's not being sustained by its mother. But otherwise, it would have to die with its mom, because if you have a pregnant woman and she's like 12 weeks pregnant, that baby can't live outside on its own. But then the Death Note is contradicting itself. So will the pregnant women just not die along with their babies not dying? Like, I think it's definitely a situation that would cause a halt. But I think it's definitely something that, like, you should think about. And I also was thinking, what would be even the situation where someone would want to use the Death Note on someone who's 780 days of age? And why is that rule even there? Because why does it matter if you're killing a 2-year-old versus a 1-year-old? Do you know what I mean? It's ethically wrong to kill anybody, but it's way worse to kill children. But 2-year-olds are still children. Like, y'all aren't saints for being like, you can't kill babies, when, you know, you might just be killed as a baby anyway if you're pregnant. So yay. So that's like the big contradiction I noticed. I think that Death Note is a really well-written anime. I really like it, but I think that with anything with that much power is really hard to write. Like, quirks in My Hero that have too much power are really hard to write because there has to be discrepancies, and I feel like people just brush over them a lot. Like in Death Note, how you have to like see somebody's face, you know, like no matter what, even if you have the Shinigami eyes, that is something that like is obviously a drawback, but it isn't a very probable drawback. Do you know what I mean? I just think it's very hard to take something so overpowered and try to give it like these weird rules, like the 780 days rule. Like, what's it matter? You're giving somebody this mass power and then giving them drawbacks that barely affect them. So I don't really know what the point of that is. That rule specifically makes me mad. There's some other rules that like I don't think are necessary, and that like I think are stupid. For starters, the entire thing with like Rem and Misa and the Shinigami that was in love with Misa, what was his name, like Lonely or something? I don't even remember his name, that's so bad, like Nobody. All I know is that was shitty. Like, what is that adding? Anyway, I could rant about how much I hate some of the rules in the Death Note because they're improbable, but I won't, because obviously the entire show is science fiction and it's gonna be improbable, and if I try and think too much about it, it's just gonna be a constant loop of going back to, well, it's fiction, and sometimes fiction doesn't make sense and you just have to deal with that. But if a Death Note came into the real world, I think it would definitely work differently than they depicted in the show. But, I mean, I don't know how. That's, like, a sense of power that humans can't imagine having, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it's just fiction, and it's not that deep, but I make it very deep. Because that's how I am. That's how I am. Speaking of deep things with Death Note, Light's morals are a thing that I see discussed a lot. And I see people say nobody has clean morals in Death Note, and that's fair, nobody does, but Lights are genuinely scary, and I was initially gonna make this episode called Light Apologists and Why I Hate Them, but I decided that would be a little vulgar, that'd be a little rude, because I support people playing devil's advocate. Like, I would like to talk to someone that's like, okay, I hate Light, but here's things that I could understand. But I can't talk to people that are like, oh, I like Light because he's hot. Whatever. Anyway, his morals are so incredibly disgusting. If you are thinking, if I got a Death Note, I would want to rid the world of all toxins. That's bad, bestie, because Light can't understand what a toxin is or who is a toxin to society, because nobody can, and that's where vigilante work is, you know, at a downfall. It isn't anybody's job to play judge, jury, and executioner. It's So I think a lot of anime characters that have vigilante motives are like that. And don't get me wrong, I will fall for like a vigilante type beat, but morally speaking, it's wrong. And so this is something I never talk about on my podcast because I like to separate my religion from things that I'm interested in. But I'm a Christian and I would never kill anyone, no matter what the circumstance. And the fact that people are so quick to agree with Light's actions is really scary to me. Because as someone who would never kill, given the chance, I wouldn't kill anyone. Because I don't know what people are going through, you know what I mean? It scares me that people would agree with Light, especially because the whole idea of Light is to show, you know, that's bad. That's a bad way to act. It's kind of like with Sang-Woo from Killing Stalking, which I mention that a lot on here because I like to compare things to it. Anyone that relates to Sang-Woo, it's a problem because the initial writer was writing him to be the epitome of messed up. Like, and it's the same thing with Light. Like, they are written to be bad people to their core. And it makes me really sad when I see people like, yeah, I totally agree with Light. Or, yeah, I can totally see why Light was doing that. Or, like, even with Sang-Woo, like, same thing. I don't understand how you could agree with that. But obviously, I'm not hating whatever preference you have or whatever you do with, you know, your free time. I mean, please don't kill and kidnap people, but like, I guess, whatever. I'm just joking. I do not condone killing nor kidnapping. So, yeah. But I mean, it's not that deep. Obviously, it's an anime. Like, it's not the end of the world if somebody relates to a really morally bad character. And everyone's morals are different, you know, so I can't control that. Because if I wanted to control that, I'd be just as bad as Light. Which, don't want that to happen. Anyway, that was my little ramble on Death Note. I like to do episodes that are just about one anime. Because I just love to, like, talk about one anime in particular and just really delve into, like, what I think about that anime. So yeah, let's do the week in rap right now, right here. I guess this is gonna be like a 3 weeks in rap, but I finished Run with the Wind. Yay, woohoo, like I'm so glad. It was fantastic, I cried so much. I'm almost done with Given, and I'm in the middle of rewatching Death Note right now because I watched it 4 years ago. It was like, well, I don't really remember anything that happened, so I'm gonna rewatch it. I need to catch up on Horimiya, and I need to catch up on Skate. I'm two episodes behind on both because I was sick and I couldn't read subtitles because I had a migraine, so I would just listen to the Death Note dub instead, which is why I started rewatching it. But yeah, tonight I'm probably gonna catch up on Horimiya, which I'm excited for because I absolutely love that anime. And I love Given so far as well. I think that the characters are super cute. So I don't know what I'm watching next. I have to go and look at the little watch list, as you know. So let's go on my watch list. Next, I'm watching Tsurune. I'm sorry if I butchered that. It's on Crunchyroll. I actually don't remember what this one is about. I watch my watch list in order, so sometimes like I'll put things there and forget about them. Alright, it's about an archery club. Cool. And it's a bunch of boys. Cool. So I'm just looking at it right now. It looks cute. 14 episodes, pretty short, pretty swag. So yeah, I will be watching that next. I don't know when next will be because I want to catch up on everything. Because also I'm stupid and have stopped watching 2.43. Not like stopped, but just taken a pause because I had a lot of animes going on. I just needed to take like a little bit of a break from it. So eventually I want to get back on track with that. But yeah, that's basically it for that weekend wrap. I think I should also mention this because I've been wanting to make a TikTok about it, but I can't really think of like a format to put it in. So I'm just gonna tell y'all because you guys are like my premium TikTokers. I'm really obsessed with Pre-Parade from Toradora. It is such a good song, and it is now my running song because it is so pumped up. Like, it is hype energy. So if you're ever like, I want to get pumped right now, listen to that song. But yeah, that's all I have for you guys. I hope that you're excited to be back just as much as I am. And I will see you next week. Bye.